the kids can rip open the presents in about 12 days' time, which is good. What time do you normally get up?
First thing in the morning.
Yeah, really?
Straight up, yep.
What time, though? About 5?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your body clock wakes me up, and I'm like, bing! And then I'm like, everybody else in the house needs to be awake now. Wake up, Jamie. And then we usually stay for Christmas Eve at my in-law's house.
Yeah.
So we wake up the nieces and the nephews. Oh, sorry, we don't have any nephews. No, we don't. Nieces. We wake the nieces up the rest of the house and we can start opening up Christmas presents.
Okay, so that's at what time do they normally wake up?
Usually about 5, 5.30ish.
Okay.
We go for a traditional walk too.
Really?
Yeah.
What, to work off the Christmas breakfast?
No, this is before
or?
We eat anything.
Wow.
So we all wake up, we go for a long walk on the property and then we come back and then...
Wow, that's amazing.
Sit down and open up some gifts.
So you're doing all that after, like, that's just wrong. Like, it should be, like, 6 a.m., the cut-off time. That's when you actually open up the presents.
That's what
it used to be at my place growing up. Unfortunately, these days, the younger kids in the entire family, they sort of get a bit dirty at you if you've got to have to wake them up. Because it's usually the parents that have to wake them up now.
No, I disagree. When I was younger...
Yeah.
Like, you would have to wait. Sometimes, like, we'd get up nice and early to open up the presents.
Yeah.
But if you had family coming over...
Yeah.
That's when those words come out of my mother's mouth, and I'm like, how dare you? She's like, we're not opening up any presents till Auntie Sharon and Uncle Kerry get here.
No.
No. Stuff Auntie Sharon. We're going to open up presents now.
No, it's 6 a.m. That's what I'm saying. Like, the kids are up at 6 a.m. ready to go. They're the ones opening up the presents before the...
You've got to have... No, the whole family has to be awake before you open the presents.
Well, yeah. That's like being the eldest. I had to hold off my brothers and sister a couple of times there, but from peeking, ripping off one of the corners. But yeah, in this day and age, like the kids in the family, the extended family, we all pile into the same house each year. They get narky if you wake them up before 7:30, and that's when you say, and then they're sort of whatever. It's a Christmas present.
3:53. What time do you open up your Christmas present on Christmas Day? Like, what's the rule at your place? Everybody has different rules.
Yeah.
Is it you got to wait for all the other family to get there, or is it every man for themselves, like every man for
themselves?
So you wake up at 5, you can open your presents, or you have to wait for everybody else?
Yeah, look, 1-3-3-5-3 for your time.
Yeah.
We'll give you a present, part of 12 Days of Giftmas.
Oh, Santa Claus, what are we giving away?
Jay and Dave's 12 Days of Giftmas. Every caller gets a...
family pass to see Sing 2 at Birch, Carroll and Coyle Cinemas and Event Cinemas. It kicks off on Boxing Day, by the way. So 1-3-3-5-3, we'll give you that as your present from us to you. But, yeah, the Christmas present, it's got to be 6 a.m. in the morning at the latest.
Anything later than 7 o'clock, we don't want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Just received a text message from a family member of mine.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Look out.
Before we take these calls,
yeah.
Let me just read this out. Hey, Jay. Can tell that your voice is straining a little bit this morning. What a terrible Christmas it'll be with no voice from Jay. I feel like that was an absolute stab. Does it sound like I'm losing my voice?
Oh, tiny bit. I know you're a little bit tired, but that's about it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say you're losing your voice. That could never happen, could it?
Tough gingerbread man. Family member. I'll be there with my voice, loud and proud, with a megaphone too. I hope I get one of those for Christmas. You know those microphones with the speaker on the outside?
Oh, yeah.
One of those.
The karaoke mics, yeah.
They're so good.
They are pretty good, actually. That'd work out really well for you. You could rip that open at 6 a.m. in the morning.
You cannot escape my voice ever.
You know what? I was just thinking about this. The ex-wife's family, when we stayed there for the night... we wouldn't be able to open up the Christmas presents until 4 p.m. that day.
That's why you divorced her, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's just say that. Let's run with it.
Came down to it. All right. 1-3-3-5-3. What time what's the rule in your house? Are you opening up your Christmas presents on Christmas Day?
Lauren is in West Mackay. What time of the day do you open up all the Christmas presents on the day?
Well, when I was living at home, my sister and I would be up just so early every single Christmas morning.
Mm.
And Mum and Dad said we can open our stockings before everyone else woke up. So that would keep us busy until everyone else woke up and we could open all of the presents.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Did you break the rules and go a little further and open up some presents?
No, but we'd definitely be snooping and we'd have files ready for us to open.
Oh, I think everybody
with all our names on it.
Yeah. Everybody says.
You'd tear off just a little corner just to have a look, wouldn't you?
Not even that, though. Yeah. Like, you look at the presents and Mum and Dad are like, oh, this present over there. And you're like, no, that one next to it is my present. I've already seen the name tag on it. We've all done that before, Lauren. Thank you for the call. 133-53 is the number.
Out to Andergrove with Michael. G'day, Michael.
How you going, mate?
Good. What time do you open up presents to your place?
First one awake, lad. Wakes the family up, eh? Get them all up. So
yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But what time is that, though?
Oh, it could be anywhere from 4:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, okay, right.
Who knows? Yeah, depending how big the night was the night before.
There's some strong rum in that eggnog, for sure.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. We all have those times, though, right? I think
absolutely.
I would say the average age was probably about 6 a.m., 6:30.
Yeah. Well, we were told not before 6 o'clock. So we'd be up at like 5, just looking at the clock for an hour beforehand. And then run around and say, Santa Claus has been!
Well, we used to open up the creek, open the door. Mum would be asleep. We'd throw stuff at her. like not heavy stuff, but just throw stuff to try and make her wake up like naturally. And we're like, oh, well, since you're awake, we may as well go and open up the presents.